This is Passport to Texas. We're in the thick of fall hunting season, which means venison is on the menu. When cooking this perfect protein, it's important to use the correct method to achieve the best flavor and texture.
Either you're going to cook it for a very short amount of time, or maybe not even cook it at all, raw, like in the form of tartare, which is excellent. Or you're going to cook it where it's just got a nice brown crust on the outside and it's still rare and medium rare on the inside. Or you're going to cook it at a very slow rate for a long time, like a braise or a very slow roast.
Jesse Griffiths is a hunter and professional chef in Austin. He says slow cooking allows the fats, sinews, and collagen to melt, which makes the meat juicy and tender.
So braising is a good way because it's a moist cooking. You brown it off first and develop flavor and then cook it in liquid. And so that keeps the moisture in there. Then cook it gently. Don't boil it. You have to get a nice simmer. Keep it in the oven. The secret is just to have patience.
Chef Griffiths also does all his own processing because he uses all parts of the animal, including liver, kidneys, bones, and more.
I think it's just a shame to waste anything off of any animal, especially when we put so much work into hunting.
We have a venison recipe from Chef Griffiths at PassportToTexas.org. That's our show for today. Thank you for joining us. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.